Tonight's message is on conquering fear. Conquering fear. You know, the world that we live in is inundated with fear on all levels. You know, in this world, there's the fear of ISIS, fear that radical Islam will overtake America as new mosques are being built. There's fear of widespread diseases. And you know, certain ministers in the body of Christ, I won't mention any names, were fear-mongering about September 2015. There's a minister in specific, I won't mention his name, but was talking about how the stock market was going to crash on a certain day in September. And guess what? The stock market is doing fine. So there's fear in the world. Would you agree? When you think of the word fear, think of this acronym, F-E-A-R. It's false expectations appearing real. False expectations appearing real, and that's all tormenting fear is. You know, on the personal level, in your own personal life tonight, you may be dealing with certain trials. Maybe you received an unexpected report, maybe a bad medical diagnosis. Maybe they found a polyp somewhere in your body. Maybe they diagnosed you with high blood pressure, way high cholesterol, whatever it might be. Maybe you received an unexpected report about a job loss. Maybe the loss of a piece of real estate. Maybe the loss of a vehicle. Maybe someone that you really love, a loved one, a family member, has disappeared. And you know, fear, now listen to this, fear, tormenting fear, takes that personal trial and expects the worst possible outcome. Let me say it again. Tormenting fear takes the trial that you're going through and it expects the worst possible outcome. So maybe you felt that bump on your body and you're thinking, oh my goodness, this is cancerous. Fear is telling you it's cancerous. Or maybe you receive that report about high blood pressure or high cholesterol and fear tries to whisper to you, you're going to die of a heart attack. Guess what, friends? All that is fear, tormenting fear. And maybe you receive notice of a lost job and you're thinking tonight, fear is telling you, you'll never get a job as good. You'll never have enough money to pay the bills. Maybe you lost a vehicle. You received notice of a lost vehicle or you lost a piece of real estate. And you might be thinking tonight, fear is probably telling you, you're never going to get a vehicle as good. You're never going to be able to live in a house as good as you did once before. That's fear speaking to you. That is tormenting fear. Maybe that loved one who has disappeared, fear is trying to tell you, you know what? That loved one has died. That is tormenting fear, and it is of the devil. You know, Michael Pritchard said this, fear is that little dark room where negatives are developed. Fear is that little dark room where negatives are developed. Tormenting fear, don't forget this, tormenting fear is of the devil. Tormenting fear, it robs you of sleep. Tormenting fear robs you of precious mental energy. And tormenting fear prevents you from taking risks. Maybe some of you here tonight are dealing with fear, but I'm going to get to the good news. We're going to talk about how to conquer this tormenting fear in our lives. I'm going to read you a little illustration here about how this man allowed tormenting fear to cause him to lose out. It's called about a backwoods farmer. Sitting on the steps of a tumble-down shack was approached by a stranger who stopped for a drink of water. "How's your wheat coming along?" asked the stranger. "Didn't plant none?" "Really? I thought this was good wheat country." "Afraid it would rain?" "Well, how's your corn crop?" "Ain't got none." "Afraid of corn blight?" The stranger, confused but persevering, continued, "Well, sir, how are your potatoes?" "Didn't plant no potatoes either. Afraid of potato bugs." "For Pete's sake, man," the stranger asked, "what did you plant?" "Nothing," said the farmer. "I just played it safe." Fear kept him from taking risks, and as a result, he lost out. Friends, I'm here to tell you tonight that God has got a wonderful plan for your life. You're on this earth with a God-given divine destiny and purpose. Don't allow tormenting fear to stop you from taking risks. Could you say amen here tonight? You know, tormenting fear is a spiritual force that originates from the devil. Tormenting fear that keeps you up at night. Tormenting fear that robs you of energy. tormenting fear that causes you not to take risks is of the devil, who is a liar and the father of lies. Could you agree with that here tonight? You know, Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind." So if God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, which camp does it come from? Tormenting fear and timidity comes from the camp of the devil. So how in our lives do we conquer tormenting fear? It's a question that we all have to struggle with. It's a question we all need to deal with. How do we conquer fear in our lives? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. Matthew 8, 23 through 27. Jesus calming the storm. "Then Jesus got into the boat, and the disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, 'Lord, save us! We're going to drown!' The men were amazed and asked, 'What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.'" So it was probably a nice day on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were in the boat with Jesus. And all at once, a storm arises. And this boat is rocked back and forth. So you would agree that the disciples were facing a personal trial. Would you agree? They were facing a storm on the Sea of Galilee. And immediately, they were gripped with fear. They were gripped with fear. They expected the worst possible outcome. They said, "Jesus, don't you care about us? We're going to drown." They thought they were going to drown and die. They were gripped with tormenting fear. Would you agree? And maybe you're dealing with a storm in your life tonight, a personal conflict, a personal trial in your life tonight. And maybe you're being gripped by fear tonight. But there's good news. What did Jesus say to the disciples in verse 26 of Matthew chapter 8? He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid? You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Now, let me ask you this here tonight. Think about this. Why did Jesus have the right to ask the disciples this? Why are you so afraid? Why is it? First of all, because he's God. He can ask anything he wants at any time, right? Number two, the reason Jesus was able to ask, "Why are you so afraid?" is because of the many miracles he did previous to this question. If you read all of Matthew chapter 8, you read about many, many miracles that he did previous to the question. First of all, he healed a leper of leprosy. Then he healed a centurion servant of paralysis. Then he went to Peter's mother-in-law and healed her of fever. And then it says in verse 16 of Matthew chapter 8, he healed all the sick. So Jesus did a number of healing miracles in the presence of the disciples. In other words, Jesus was saying, "You saw that I healed the leper. You saw that I healed the centurion servant. You saw that I healed Peter's mother-in-law of fever. And I healed all the sick that were brought to me. I am the miracle worker. I did these healing miracles in your presence. Don't you think that I can calm the raging sea?" Come on now, guys. Amen? The miracle worker was with them in the boat. In other words, Jesus was saying, "I did a bunch of healing miracles in front of you. I cast demon out of the demon possessed. I rose the dead back to life. And I'm with you. I'm the miracle worker. I'm in the boat with you. Don't you think I can calm this raging storm?" Come on now, guys. Where's your faith? Why are you so afraid? Is that making sense here tonight? So when Jesus says to the disciples, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" It says to me this, that you are so afraid because you are of so little faith. In other words, Jesus was saying to the disciples that you are so afraid, you're tormented by fear, thinking you're going to drown because your faith is so weak. Does that make sense? So the question for us tonight is this: how do we build our faith in God? If we want to conquer tormenting fear, if you and I want to conquer tormenting fear, we have got to build our faith in God. Would you agree? How do we build our faith in God? I've talked about this before, but it bears repeating tonight. Remember the big as well as the small miracles that God did for you in times past. Maybe he healed you of cancer in the past. Maybe he provided the fare you needed for that bus ticket. Maybe he provided you that week's worth of groceries. Remember this, friends. The God who did it for you in the past is the same God who can do it for you again. Don't allow fear to torment you. So you find a rash on your body. You find a bump on your skin. Your blood pressure is high. You know, your cholesterol is high. You receive the report of a lost job. You know, maybe that loved one has disappeared and you receive this report. Remember this, God is able to do the miracle in your life. Don't let the devil harass you with tormenting fear. Amen? You've got to have faith in God. Anchor your faith to the miracles God did for you in the past. Let me say it again. Anchor, say it with me. I've got to anchor my faith to the miracles that God did for me in the past. The same God who provided my bus fare is the same God who can provide your rent. The same God who provided you of cancer so many years back is the same God who can cure you of heart disease today. Is that making sense? God is faithful. Let me say it again. God is faithful. The only one without fear in the boat was whom? Jesus was the only one in the boat without fear. He was the fearless one. He was sleeping in peace. There was no fear with Jesus. Why? Why could Jesus sleep in peace in the boat? Why is that? Why was Jesus able to sleep in peace in the boat? Anybody have any ideas? He had no fear. He knew that God the Father was faithful. Remember when he raised Lazarus from the dead. John chapter 11. It says in John 11:41, so they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. Then he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came back to life. Jesus knew that God the Father was faithful. He knew that God the Father was faithful. He knew that God the Father had his back. He knew that God the Father would never let him down. He knew that God the Father brought about so many miracles through his life in ministry, raising people from the dead, casting out devils, healing the sick. And you know, in the back of his mind, he was thinking, you know, the God who did it for me then is the same God who will calm the storm tonight. And friends, I'm here to encourage you tonight to remember this, that in your life, God is faithful. God has got your back. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. Could you say amen here tonight? Amen. The God who did it for you way back when, he did that miracle for you years ago, months ago, days ago, weeks ago, whatever it might be, is the same God who can do it for you tonight. He is faithful. Anchor your faith to the past miracles of God in your life. Now, what is faith? Faith is knowing that you know. Jesus was full of faith in the boat, in the storm. Jesus was full of faith. Would you agree? So if fear expects the worst possible outcome, what does faith expect? Faith expects the best possible outcome. Jesus knew that he knew that he knew deep down on the inside that they would come through the storm alive, because he knew that God the Father was faithful. Friend, you're going to come through your storm alive. You're going to make it. You're going to come through. There's going to be a breakthrough in your life. God is going to do that miracle in your life. Amen? You've got to know that you know that you know deep down on the inside that the same God who did it in the Old Testament, the same God who did the miracles in the New Testament, is the same God who can do it for you in 2015. Amen? Amen. For a few moments, think back to a miracle God did for you in the last week, in the last month, in the last year. Think back to a miracle. Provision, housing, a vehicle, a restored relationship, whatever it might be. Think back to that miracle. Think back to that good thing. That good thing that came into your life came through the hand of God. And if God did it for you then, he can do it for you again. The Word of God says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes. Say it with me tonight. God never changes. The God who did a miracle for me back then is the same God who can do it today. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, how do we start building our faith in God? Remembering back to the past miracles. Number two, the second way to build your faith in God and conquer fear. Number two is how? Start reading the scriptures on a consistent basis. Start reading of the miracles of Jesus in the Gospels. Start reading the Word. Meditate on the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Do you need your faith to be built up tonight? Are you of little faith tonight? Do you need strengthening in your faith? Do you need your faith in God to be built up? Well, then start reading His written Word. Start studying the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Start studying the life and the ministry of Jesus and how Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Start studying the miracles and the life of Jesus. Meditate on what you read. Think about what you read. And start thinking to yourself, you know what? The same Jesus who did it on the streets of Israel over 2,000 years ago is the same Jesus who can do it for me, because he is no respecter of persons. Could you say amen here tonight? So how do you start conquering that tormenting fear? How is it? By building your what? Your faith. Fear expects the worst possible outcome. Faith is a spiritual force from God, and it expects the best possible outcome. Amen? So start reading the scriptures. Study the gospels. Study the life of Jesus. Amen? Finally, how do you build your faith? Just ask God. Say, God, I want to have faith. God, I want to conquer those fears, but God, my faith is weak. God, I need you to strengthen my faith. What did Jesus say in the Sermon on the Mount? Plain and simple, Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 7, I'm sorry. 7:7. Jesus says in Matthew 7, verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. So tonight you might be dealing with fear, tormenting fear, false expectations appearing real, and you're like, you know what? To conquer this tormenting fear, I've got to build my faith. I've got to build my faith. God, I can't do it. God, I'm asking you humbly to strengthen my faith. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God will do it for you. Amen? Is that good news here tonight? Now, there is out there, let me just make this note, tormenting fear is of the devil. There is good, healthy, cautionary fear. Just as a side note, there is cautionary fear. So if some of you guys have done roofing in the past, and let's say you're 30 feet up on a house and you're on a really steep roof, it's good to have cautionary fear so that you move carefully, with care, so that you don't fly off that roof. Is that making sense? So there are healthy fears out there. There is the fear of God. What is the fear of God? The fear of God is reverence and respect for God, the creator of heaven and earth. But a lot of the fears that we deal with in life are tormenting, unnecessary fears. And guess what? Most of the things that you fear will never come to pass. Fear, tormenting fear of the devil, is a devastating emotion. It prevents you from taking risks. Tormenting fear paralyzes a person. It makes them unproductive in life. And you want to be productive in life, right? Because God has got a plan and a purpose for you. He's got a destiny for your life. Hence, don't let fear rule your life. To conquer fear, you've got to build your faith. Say it with me. To conquer fear, I have got to build my faith in God. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember the past miracles. Start reading the Word. Meditate on the miracles and the life and the ministry of Jesus. And just pray to God and say, God, my faith is weak. I'm asking you to strengthen it for me. Amen.